Yo, it's your boy Rap Funk back at you again. You know, I'm just calling, I'm just hitting y'all up, starting this podcast, you know, on this lovely day. You know, I'm talking my crap today though. How many of y'all out there have heard the term a prophet in his own home is basically not wanted? And how many of y'all can relate that to y'all trying to do something and you trying to start at home, meaning like your friends or your family, people that's close to you that's supposed to support you, but they just don't support you? It's a very frustrating thing, man. It's like everybody is fending for themselves, kind of. Because in my area where I'm at, you know, I'm a firm believer of building my own, you know. Most of the things that I did, I did it by myself. I won't attach to nobody to do it, but I basically did it by myself. However, in the same breath, doing it by myself, my friends, I guess they felt like I was doing more than them, so they didn't want to support me. So I always had to find my support on my base outside of my friends and my family. You know, I mean, you know, of course some family members is gonna come and holler at you, but you know, friends and family, for the most part, they don't rock with you, man, when it come to you doing something like this. Do this experiment. Go on Facebook. If you're an entrepreneur and most of your people know that you're an entrepreneur and you try to do business by yourself, go on Facebook and just put up there, "I got the job." Watch how many congratulations you get. Just watch. Probably get over 100 congratulations, or where you at, or all of these interests and stuff like that. But go on Facebook and put up there, "I started a new company, guys. It's a startup and I need y'all support." I can almost guarantee you, you'll go a full week without somebody saying basically anything about it. Like, what business you start on, or congratulations, or anything like that, man. It's sickening. People are sickening. But what they will do is they'll go and sell a product for somebody else and say that they in business for themselves. You're not in business for yourself. You're not making yourself rich. You're paying it up. I don't understand why that's so hard to understand, man. I don't understand why that's so hard to understand. When you sign up to these networking things, you're not signing up as a business owner. You don't have stock in that company. You're not signed up as a business owner. You sign up as a salesman. You sign up as a salesman and you get paid on your 1099 form. You're not a business owner. You don't have a LLC or a corporation or any type of legal entity that's going to help you out at the end of the year when it's time to come pay taxes. Because that's what business is basically about, paying taxes. You know what I'm saying? You run your business, you pay your taxes, you help out your local community. You pay your taxes at the end of the year and you help out the nation. That's how it's supposed to go. And if you do good in those two things, you know, you're probably going to stay doing good business. If you fall in one of them things, you're probably going to fall victim to some type of something, you know. But that's not like you running your own business. You're not running your own business. You don't have a checkbook that has your business name on it where you pay out the people. I pay out the people. I pay out the people, and I'm like extremely frustrated right now. It don't make no entire sense, man. I can go down a whole list of companies that I had, and every time I'm an African American, I'm a black person, I'm original man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely have Indian in me, and it's a whole lot of it. But I identify myself as original man. Alright, so basically I can go on for days on how I employ my own people, you know what I'm saying, my people, to try to get them, you know, to help me out. I even offered, yo dude, I offered parts of my company up to people. I offered partnership, dude, you know what I'm saying, partnership. And I didn't tell them how big it was on the flip side, but I offered them partnership, and I asked the people to do one task. They couldn't do the task, or they didn't want to do the task. And then next thing you know, I seen them out doing tasks on other people's stuff. I mean, I don't even really know how to look at that as disrespect or what. But I know what I do know is each and every time I went to a non-African or Indian person, they patronized me, yo. They patronized me. They came and did business. They always point me to more business. I just don't understand what's going on with our community, man. You know, they and the other people, man, they like offer me opportunities, help me out, strategies and stuff. They do stuff and don't even want to get paid for it. They don't want to get paid for it because they know what comes around goes around. Basically, man, I can just start on for days, man. I ran pretty much three companies, and they did good, and the current one is doing good. But I'm gonna give you an example. It was one time I was doing this affiliate marketing thing, right, back in the day, and it was free. It's free money, straight free money, free money. I offered that to people. Well, granted, some people got onto it, but do you know the amount of people who did not gravitate to free money? I had a stigmatism since then. They don't want free money, but they'll call me up and ask me for $20. So why would you call and ask me for $20 when I just showed you how to get your free money? Or not necessarily free money, but I showed you how to get money. Why would you do that? Huh? I'm going to go in and put it on break so I can go in the store right quick, and I'll be right back out.